Welcome to The Leadership Line, a podcast that covers everyday work issues from dealing with jerks at work to feeling burnt out. Tammy and Scott's experience, along with their different perspectives, help listeners grow, examine realistic options and alternatives, and identify those actionable solutions to the tough issues we face every day at work.
Welcome to the Become More Studios.
Woohoo!
You know, this month, February, there's a lot of hearts and flowers in the world. And we recently talked about whether you need to love your job. And today, the counterpoint to that is, can your job love you back? And Tammy and Scott, what do you think?
It can.
It can. Yeah. And I think that there's like half a dozen angles you could go on that question. Well, can it? Of course it can. Should it? Does it?
Does it?
Right. All of those pieces. It is kind of interesting.
How would you know if your job loves you back?
Ooh.
Oh, wow. It got deep.
Yeah. What was the name of that book, Carmen? Like, He's Not That Into You?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
It's a movie too.
Yeah. So he's not that into you. And that's, if you think about that, right? I think sometimes people work at places that the place is just not that into them, right? It's like they don't think they're all that in a bag of chips. And I think you have to really think about when an organization doesn't think that you're special, when an organization doesn't think that your gifts are making a difference there. What is that? I mean, that would eat my soul. I'd be like dating a guy who wasn't that into me. What do you think, Scott?
This one's a little tougher for me because I do think it depends. It depends.
Oh my gosh. We finally got a depends.
We did get one. 2 months. Under Carmen's watch, we got one. All right, good.
Yeah, there you go. It depends.
And I say that because, Tammy, you're wired to want to make a difference, want to make an impact. There are some people who are wired. They may want to make an impact, but not in a profound, big, visible way. In their mind, making an impact might be sweeping the floor.
And what you just said is insulting.
I'm sorry.
I'm really, no. I see this completely differently.
It's okay. You can be wrong.
And so can you, because you are in this one. That person who is sweeping the floor and is making a difference in that way is exactly the same as someone who sold XYZ number of dollars, right?
Or someone. I am not saying that they're not the same. I'm not saying that they're less than. What I'm saying is their desire to what the difference they make is likely different.
Well, all of us want to make a difference, and all of us will make a difference in another way. And that is what my point is, is that if the organization doesn't see you and value you for the way that you make a difference, then they're not into you. And if they're not into you, I know for me, and I think the janitor or whoever it is should be saying, hey, what I do is important. How, because I'm here, it does mean something. And I am not just somebody. I am fill in the blank name. And I am important. And I do things that make the world a better place. And this organization should know that. And if they ignore me, or if they think I am just replaceable, that's not okay.
We have to put this in context because it is too dangerous. And I mean that because I do 100% agree that every role in an organization is important and makes an impact in many different ways,
regardless
of what the role is.
I agree.
My perspective is quiet quitting, all of this stuff.
Right.
There is a piece of it that is my job owes it to me to do X, Y, and Z. And I think if we say, oh, they have to be into you, I think we have to define what that means. So at a base level, okay, some of my base level stuff is going to sound cool. At a base level, you need to be paid a fair wage for what the market is for that role and those responsibilities.
I agree, because I can't pay you for your value as a human being.
Right. I can't pay you $10 million. Right. That just is not reasonable.
Because I know you guys would want to pay me $10 million.
Absolutely. Totally. Yeah. That one can rub people the wrong way, because people will say, well, I'm worth more. I mean, healthcare right now. Well, I could go be a traveling nurse and I could make X. Okay, so go.
Right.
Well, I don't want to move. Well, then you don't get to demand this big wage.
I agree.
And so I think you have those just as one example. So one is, I have to pay you a fair wage. I have to treat you with respect.
I do have to treat you with respect.
Right. And so to me, those are base. Then if you start to think, well, how do I know they're into me? Well, they're doing those things. And are they taking interest in me as a human? And what is my interest? And some of it is the quote soft stuff. What, do you have family? Do you have kids? Hobbies? You know, can we have a conversation about what did you do over the weekend? And be cordial to each other and all those elements. But it's also like, what are your goals and dreams? And how can we support you in that? Which could be just asking about, oh, wow, you know, you're a hunter, you're a painter, you're building a cabin in the woods, whatever that is. I think the other risk is, what does being into that person mean?
So, Scott,
people take it so far that becomes unreasonable.
Let me tell you what I think it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So I get the fact that I shorthanded it. Okay.
Oh, you're good. Yeah.
With that said, if an organization is not paying what the position is worth and treating someone with dignity and respect, okay, that's table stakes. The next piece of that, and what I mean about, hey, are they into you, is, do they think that the work that you're doing adds value? And do they tell you and show you in their actions and their interactions with you, not by giving you a bigger paycheck or throwing you a party. However, in those situations, it's recognizing that, honestly, this organization and the people that we serve and the mission that we're headed towards will not be the same if you weren't here. And that's what I mean by being into you. And there's so many ways that leaders can show you that you add value in quiet, simple ways, not in, heroics. And the other side of it is, it has to be genuine. And you can feel it when someone looks at you and says, I'm so glad you're here, versus someone who does that because it's some kind of managerial technique that they learned in a workshop somewhere. Mm-hmm. So that piece is, when they look at you, when they interact with you, you know that they think you're all that. And that's all I'm talking about in terms of being into you, because they are going to pay you what you're worth in terms of the job. Let me say that again. They're going to pay you what the position is worth. They are going to treat you with dignity and respect, because that's like, why would you be in a relationship if someone didn't do those two things? But the last piece, a lot of companies don't do that. They don't look at the people that they have and say, gosh, I would rather have you than anybody else.
Yeah. Okay? And I think it's important also to look at it. To me, the first line when I think of it is, it goes back to a couple podcasts ago. The people around me, do I have any kind of connection with them? And are they into me?
Yes.
The people I work with. Okay.
I think that's,
and then my direct boss, and maybe that person's boss. Then, depending on size of the organization, you have to put it
in context.
In context.
Yeah.
I worked for Bridgestone. The Bridgestone CEO probably doesn't know who the hell I am. And it doesn't make any sense that they would. They're in Japan. I was in the US.
You might not want them to know who you are.
Sometimes you may not want them to know, right? So yeah, you do have to put this in. And again, I think this is where there's caution, right? risk that people are like, oh, yep, you know, the CEO walked by me and just said hi. They didn't know my name. Yeah, there's 50,000 employees or 150,000 employees. How, is that reasonable to expect?
Did you have your name tag on?
versus, hey, we have 10 people in our company or 30 people in our company. Oh, no, I would expect the owner or the CEO or whatever that person's role to know everyone's name.
So you're right. It's what is the circle,
mm-hmm,
right? And understanding that that circle, and for most of us, that circle is going to be our team and the boss that we report to. And then it widens out, you're right, that next level out. And there may be some departments around there that we are, sure, touching. One of my favorite television shows back when I was a kid was Cheers. And Norm walked in and was like, Norm! I mean, I want actually everyone to know my name.
Yeah.
And I want them to be happy that I'm there and think that, you know, the place would not be, it would be worse if I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean by being intimate. So to be known, to be seen and be known and to be accepted, I think that's how an organization can show, quote unquote, love, to go back to Carmen's first words. And I don't think very many people, like, when's the last time we had that conversation with leaders, Scott?
I think we talk about leaders. I think we have. We haven't talked about it in that way. I think, yeah, we've talked about what is your work product,
yep,
as a leader, which could be a whole other podcast. If you're doing those things, I do think you're showing that love or that caring or that interest.
Yes. I think there is a piece, though,
yeah,
about appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about recognition. This is more than recognition. It's different. It's an interesting thing to ponder, Carmen. It's a really good question because it is looking at it from a completely different perspective. And I think that's kind of cool.
And that wraps up this week's episode of The Leadership Line. As always, feel free to reach out to us in the emails provided in this podcast description box, and be sure to check out our upcoming episodes always announced on LinkedIn. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.